Coming up, we chat with Dr. O'Neill to find out how Governor Murphy's new phone ban is going to work.
Plus, we'll check in on the boys' basketball team as they reach the midseason point.
These stories and more, it all starts right now on The Current OC.
From OCTV,
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello and welcome to The Current OC. I'm Mercutio Penner.
And I'm Joe Mine. Yo, Mercutio, did you go out in the snow on Monday?
Why would I? It's too cold.
You know, the big storm we just had, I bet everyone was outside.
I mean, maybe, I don't know.
All right, then let's get to the other big story. A new statewide cell phone ban for New Jersey schools is set to begin next school year, and many students are already wondering how it could impact their daily routine in the fall. While the policy has been announced, many questions still remain as schools across the state work to figure out how the ban will be enforced. To learn more about what this could mean for Ocean City High School, we caught up with Principal Dr. O'Neill to discuss the upcoming changes.
According to Governor Murphy, it will happen for the next year, September of 2026, so not this school year. We don't want to take any phones. That's really not our prerogatives.
What will the students do if they need to contact their parents?
As always, that's easy. We have secretaries in the main office, it's our guidance office, and some of the principal's office. If they call any of the offices, we can always get in touch with that student if there's some type of emergency or they need to contact their student.
Will we be able to access our phones at lunch or anytime during the day?
Well, right now we do. Obviously, the plan we have in place is, as all of you know as students, teachers say we're going to have instruction now, the phones are put away. We are fine as a school saying they're available during lunch and flex. Again, we don't have clear details or a clear plan from the state. I don't know how they're going to outline it. They may say not at all during the day. We're really not sure about that yet. I know there's going to be more information forthcoming, so I'm happy to get on OCTV again or talk to you again as soon as we get more details.
The National Honor Society of OCHS hosted the East Coast Strong event to raise money for food insecurity. Students set up a winter carnival in the cafeteria with various games, foods, and crafts. Before the winter break, the cafeteria was transformed into a winter carnival, complete with many tables showcasing games for all $1 each. All the proceeds went to Beyond the Bell, a foundation dedicated to making food education more accessible. They don't just provide food, they teach how to cook and get food. East Coast Strong, which is organized by Miss Georges, has been a welcome change to the normal rotation of fundraisers, letting students in NHS create a fun, interactive experience. Some of these ideas include shooting down cups with Nerf guns, blackjack with candy, spinning a wheel, and more.
Man, I'm really hungry. I feel like eating McDonald's. Actually, no, I want some Italian food. Yeah, maybe some Chinese food?
Joe, relax. You can get all of that at the International Dinner. Well, except McDonald's.
All right, fair enough. I guess I'll just have to wait. Anyway, recently, the clubs of OCHS hosted the annual International Dinner. It was a night full of delicious foods from across the globe. Each club picked a country to celebrate its culture with popular and traditional dishes from each. The night's theme was acts of service. To recognize this theme, club members talked about how each of their countries provided aid to their citizens in need.
Several citizen-focused policies that go beyond what many countries provide. Healthcare is a constitutional right for Mexicans. Mexico also has a national pension program that provides direct cash payments to all senior citizens.
Before 2015, China met its Millennium Development Goal of halving hunger, and in so, it reduced the number of hungry people globally by two-thirds.
Non-governmental organizations and religious groups distributed food, shelter, and financial assistance to families who lost their homes.
2016, France became the first country in the world to require a large grocery store to donate unsold but still edible food to charities and food banks instead of throwing it away. This has led to a substantial increase in food donations.
Here we are late January. Hard to believe, the winter sports season has reached its midway point and I'm almost ready to hang up swim for good, thank God.
And now let's dive into OC Athletics. Here's Cody Schwein with sports.
Thanks guys. We start with the boys basketball team, which continues to roll on. Last night in Hamilton, the boys win with a blowout over St. Joe's Academy, 80-36. Senior guard Dean Lappin led the way with 18 points. Coach Bruno and the Red Raiders have reeled off three straight wins. the Raiders are 13-3 and ranked among the top teams in South Jersey. It's hard to believe they have just 7 regular season games left. Senior forward Luke Jimbikaris continues to lead the way. He's averaging 15 points a game and recently won Press of Atlantic City Athlete of the Week. OC has back-to-back road games this weekend. Tomorrow night, they play EHT, and then on Saturday, they face Wildwood. Let's talk football. The NFL playoffs concluded, and we're down to the last 2 teams they will face in the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 8th. From the AFC side, it's the New England Patriots. With an allegedly easy schedule, this will be put to the test against the Seahawks. In the NFC, the Seattle Seahawks barely surviving the NFC Championship game against the Los Angeles Rams, led by Sam Darnold and their star-studded defense. I have the Seahawks coming out on top. For a full Super Bowl breakdown, stay tuned this week's episode of The Sideline. That's a look at sports. Back to you.
Thanks, Cody. Yo, Mercutio, it's freezing outside, dude. I feel like I'm gonna get hypothermia.
Yeah, me too. I might just sit in my house all week and play my guitar.
That actually sounds like something to do. Now, we just had a huge winter storm Monday that canceled school and iced over the streets. To talk more about the dropping temperatures this week, here's Christian with the forecast. Chris, what do you have to say today?
Well, thank you, Joe. As you said, the dropping temperature and the residual snow from last week is going to have some implications for a new coming storm, a new bomb cyclone that's on its way. We'll get more into that later. But as you can see, the music pier still has some residual snow from last week. The American flag is no longer there. So because of the snow, all the patriotism in Ocean City has left. However, moving into the national map, this is where things get very important. As you can see with the animation, there is the development of some precipitation, and there's the development of a cyclone that's building up. And that's going to move this way onto the East Coast. And the cyclone over here that has not yet developed, so we can't see it on the map, but the cyclone over here that's affecting states like Arkansas and Tennessee is going to move towards the East Coast. And that's gonna combine with the cyclone that's down there. And that combination is gonna cause some terrible weather for us. But depending on the trajectory of that cyclone when it forms will determine whether or not it moves towards the mid-Atlantic states or if it'll move up towards New England. So we still have yet to see where that's going to go once it accumulates. So more on that later. But as you can see, things are getting really cold outside. It's 14 degrees out. So coming into school today, we definitely faced some snow along the sidewalk, some unsalted regions, and it was very difficult for driving. So make sure that you're packing up and bringing all your snow gear and whatnot. But as you can see, our regional temperatures. What's really interesting about this is last week, the water temperature was down to 39. Now it's dropping to 33, indicating that that accumulation of that cyclone is causing water temperatures to drop. But as you move inland towards Lancaster, Philadelphia, things are gonna get a little bit colder. Lancaster's at a low of 7, so moving away from the shore, that's surprising. But around where we are, Atlantic City, Cape May, we're staying in the low teens. And it'll probably be like that for the rest of the week until after the snow. Don't know why anybody would need this, but in case you're curious, next high tide is going to be at 5:20. Next low tide is going to be at 11:17. And now for a 7-day forecast. So because the storm has not accumulated yet, it's difficult to determine what's going to happen. But I have a question for you. Have you ever had a terrible day where, you know, your friends are just hating on you and school is just giving you bad luck and you're not doing good on any of your tests or anything like that? Well, that's what this storm's gonna be like, because it's gonna have flooding and it's gonna have snow, and it's gonna have rain and it's gonna have sludge and all the things that you don't want. Well, maybe you do want it, because then it'll get us a snow day. But that has not been detected by the 7-day forecast, but we'll see it as the weather starts to get a little more unpredictable. But that's gonna do it for the weather. If that cyclone is as bad as the meteorologists are saying, and the school board cares about the safety of the students as much as they say they do, then perhaps we'll get another snow day.
I can tell you won't be seeing me outside today or this week. Well, that'll do it for us on this edition of the Current OC.
Remember to log on, catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting OCNJTV.com.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too.
Thanks for watching.